Sejenak saja. Berani hidupmu tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Voice of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, listeners, we have been connected, you know, with Vice Chairman of National Arms Agency, or namely Basnas, with Vice Chairman of Basnas, yes, Haji Mo Mahdum. Assalamualaikum, Pak Haji Mahdum.
Waalaikumsalam.
How are you today, Pak Mahdum?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, brother?
I'm fine, thank you. So, thank you very much for your time and also attention to join our special interview today, Pak Mahdum.
My pleasure.
Well, actually, our theme for today's interview is Zakat Potensi for National Welfare.
Masyaallah.
So, talking about this, Pak Mahdum, what do you think about this, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah. So, can you repeat your name, brother?
Yes, I'm Faisal at the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Pak Mahdum. Faisal at the studio, Pak Mahdum.
Okay, Pak Faisal. You know, Indonesia has so many. We have a big country. We have so many people who follow Islam religion. And one of the obligation of the Islamic followers are zakat. Based on our calculation, we have around 327 trillion rupiah for the potential zakat that can help Indonesian government to reduce poverty among Indonesian people. But
really extraordinary, so big, yes, Pak Mahdum.
Yes, Pak Faisal.
So, actually, how can zakat help reduce social and also economic disparities in society, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah. Thank you, Pak Faisal. First of all, we have to come back to the philosophy of zakat. Yeah, what is zakat? Zakat is the agency, the army like Basnas, take the money from the health people, the financial capable people, we call muzaki. So we take this money, and we should distribute directly to the people, the poor people, the mustahik. We have around 8 groups mustahik. So after we take money from the behalf people and we distribute directly to the poor people, for example, and the society can buy food, for example, can establish a house, can go to school, can buy the clothes that the behalf people also has. So mean, based on this zakat, people can feel that have people feel at finally. So that's why we do believe that zakat can be tool of reducing disparities among the society.
Okay, well, if we talk about the role of zakat, Pak Mahdum, can it improve poor people's access, to basic services such as education and also health?
Yeah. Thank you for this very important question. We are very, very happy to share the information that Basnas in Indonesia, or the management of Zakat Indonesia, is very progressive. Mm-hmm. If we listen about Zakat, usually we refer to Zakat. If we listen about Zakat, we only, what is our imagination? Mm. Only mosque, for example, only madrasah, only for example, poor people and get the food. But at the moment, the policy has been developed. Our policy, a half of our dana zakat has been allocated directly for consumption, and the rest is allocated for the productive activities. Hmm. That's why Bastas not only provide food for the poor people, but also we provide scholarship for those who want to go to school but without sufficient funding, for example. And also, for example, because they cannot go to the hospital because they have no health insurance, so Basnas provide the free for the health facilities. That's why for the second thing we call it productive activities.
Really excellent, Pak Mahdum. So zakat can be functional for many factors,
Yes.
Not only to help poor people, but also this is to trigger economy. Okay, so to what extent can zakat stimulate local economic growth and also create such as new jobs, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah, it is also very important question that we have from you. That we mentioned before, the beneficiary of zakat must be a person. Yeah, not the activity, but the way business management, how to persuade people, mm-hmm. how to make what we call business one. The people who get zakat from business will not depend on business as forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, even though we give this money to the people, we also persuade them to be a productive activity. For example, we provide them training for entrepreneurship. We also provide mini lab for example, for store. We also provide creative industries. That's why from this activity, we need a lot of workers.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important is, even the Bastas provide this activity, the owner of this business is mustahik.
Mm-hmm.
It's the someone who has right to receive zakat fund. Bastas only provide the model of activity to make sure that the fund that Bastas distribute to them will not disappear directly, but create a job for others and also create benefit from them. And what the ultimate for this goal, we hope at the certain years after Bastas give this project, the person will transform from mustahik become muzaki, from zakat what we call zakat beneficiary become zakat payer.
Okay. It's really interesting, Pak Mahdum, to say what is. Well, Pak Mahdum, we know that Indonesia has more than 30 provinces in Indonesia, across Indonesia. So how can Basnas promote or to reach or to get such zakat from Indonesian people, especially for the people who live in remote areas, right? Maybe in the remote island, really far from city, Pak Mahdum. How can Basnas reach this, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah. Our brother Faisal, Basnas is government institution.
Mm.
We have branches in every single of cities in Indonesia, not only in Jakarta, in all of provinces and also in all of our cities, not only in big cities. And moreover, Basnas also cooperates with institutional government institution.
Hmm.
So we can distribute money from here to the remote area by this collaboration.
Okay.
So and somehow, for example, we build hospital facilities in the remote area and the eastern provinces.
Hmm.
We cooperate with the Vice President's Secretariat. And then they provide for the transportation, Basnas only provide the money for establish this health facilities.
Oh,
so
okay.
By this collaboration, we'll reduce the money, I think, reduce the cost of distribution. So Basnas can access wherever the Indonesian people live at the moment.
So, Pak Mahdum, it can be said that Indonesia has, if talking about population, Indonesia has more than 200 million of people population. I mean, so that means that if more than that, I mean, they can, yeah, they can share their zakat, yeah, the alms here to Basnas. That means that maybe this can be considered that there will never be poor people again in Indonesia, maybe, Pak Mahdum.
Yeah, we are very sure, brother. If the potential of zakat that I mentioned around more than 300 trillion, 327 trillion, can be reached by Basnas, you might imagine how many people, how many poor people that Basnas can help to assist the government. Moreover, it is very important to note, Basnas also collaborate with the BPS, with the Ministry of Bapenas, for example. So we use one data, by name, by address, to make sure that there is no redundant financial, financial aid. To make sure that the fairness among poor people has been happened between Basnas and government. So we want to ensure everybody has the same access. That's why we should verify the data from the government to make sure if someone has gotten aid from government, maybe we will allocate to others. So we try to avoid double financial aid. So by them, by address.
All right. Okay, Pak Mahdum, it seems that we must, would like to entertain our listener with music. So stay there, Pak Mahdum. We are going to continue our interview after this song.
Thank you.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, disitu ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, we are trying to contact you, Pak Mahdum again. Pak Mahdum, hello.
Hello.
Okay, so Pak Mahdum, we know that, and we believe that Basnas, with its power and also potential, really optimizes its effectiveness in giving its best for the sake of Indonesia. I believe that. So, I believe also it has some challenges that Basnas has, Pak Mahdum. So far, what are the challenges of Basnas, Pak Mahdum, in doing its effectiveness or activities?
Yeah. Cukup many challenges, because the potential of Zakat Fund is more than 300 trillion, but unluckily, the Zakat has been collected by around 40 trillion, means our fund, our Zakat is still limited. But the problem is so high. This is the one challenge. So, with supply and demand has not met at the moment. So, many people as help to Basnas, but our body are limited. And this the challenge. The second challenge is, I think, the level of the data. I think the data, the technology, because we want to make sure by name, by address, but in somehow for the remote area, in some extent, they cannot use technology. Properly. So I think the technology is to will create for the two impacts. First, how to collect Zakat. So if people more easier to access technology and anywhere, they can pay Zakat easily. Secondly, if people also can access technology anywhere from the poor family, so Basnas also can by technology. So the for technology, and also for the responsibility. For example, at the moment, so many during Ramadan, so many people try to buy Zakat through technology. So we did advanced technology to make sure when someone want to pay Zakat, there is no handicap anymore. So I would prefer to say the second challenging for Basnas is technology. How to make sure the technology has been implemented by Basnas in the central of Jakarta and of Indonesia Jakarta, also has been implemented for Basnas around Indonesia. This is the second challenges. And the third challenges also, Zakat is not only Zakat, also deep responsibility. And somehow people who get Zakat from Basnas, no, this is our right. We don't need to report. That is deep. The people who pay to Zakat to Basnas also need report. So between Muzaki, between people who pay Zakat to Basnas, as also between and also Mustahik, the people who receive Zakat from Basnas should have the same way of thinking. So transparency, responsibility is also challenging for us, because it's I mentioned again, and somehow there is a certain group, though it is our right, why should I report to Basnas that I have from Basnas? So from this media, we would like to say that people need report from Basnas, not only give money for Basnas. That's why Basnas might report accountability to the society. So I think the three issue, brother.
Okay, so Mahdum, I'm really interested what you said previously about Zakat, which is organized by Basnas, can be used to reduce poverty for poor people, and even to help health sector and even school. So my question, can zakat also be used to support infrastructure or sustainable development, Pak Duk?
Yeah, of course, brother. We released three category for managing pastors because it's because compliant with Syariah, and the second is compliant with regulation, and the third is compliant with the unity of Indonesia. For the second thing, for the compliance with the regulation, the way pastors make a policy to distribute the fund, we also refer the policy of government. What is the government priority at the moment? For example, in this moment, I will tell everybody who listen, pastors not only manage zakat, we also manage, for example, infaq and sedekah. So usually we use the infaq to establish the facilities to infrastructure, for example, to repair the improper house, to repair improper house, to improve the quality of education facilities, for example, building. We also establish this kind of activities, brother. We use infaq usually for these activities because pastors not only manage zakat, but we also has infaq sedekah.
Okay, so Pak Mahdum, I would like to ask, but still related to zakat and also donation, you know, our brothers in Palestine, in Gaza, especially Palestinians really need some help. Not only from Indonesian people, but also from many people around the world. But we are as Muslim, Pak Mahdum, especially here, talking about zakat and even donation, maybe from Basnas. So, what is the support of Basnas, especially in this case, representing Indonesian government in giving such humanitarian assistance for our brothers in Palestine, Palestinian people in Gaza, Pak Mahdum?
First of all, let's be clarify. Firstly, basically, Basnas is established as to focus of Indonesian, to focus to help government to reduce poverty, to increase welfare from Indonesian communities, Indonesian people. However, with that, Basnas is also government institution. We have mandate. We have assignment from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, also to focus of the issue of external of what we call foreigners in the overseas, as you mentioned about Palestine. At the moment, Basnas, after coordinate with Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we establish special unit in Basnas to conduct for special purpose for Palestinian people. We conduct special task force, and we last year our fund bought around, I think, a quarter from Basnas fund come from the donation for Palestine, and this is restricted fund. If someone give money to Basnas for Palestine people, we cannot use this fund to another activities. Right now we have more than 300 billion. Billion, rupiah for Palestinian people under Basnas special task force. So, and we also quite often come to Egypt, to Jordan, to make sure that fund from society that Basnas give directly to the Palestinian people. Currently, yesterday, the special task from the president of Palestine just visit Basnas and introduce special task from a Palestine. If you want to help Palestine people, please come to this unit. He mentioned like this because he is special task that president Palestine has assigned. So we are very happy. Finally, we can do to contribute our Palestine fund directly G2G scheme in the mechanism. So, in conclusion, at the moment we are very happy to say that BASAS has very high concern to help Palestinian people, and we are very sad that what you call the condition of Palestine at the moment is not good for us, even in the Ramadan months, brother.
Okay, so Pak Mahdum, is there any targets maybe during the holy months of Ramadan for the humanitarian assistance done by BASNAS for Palestinian people, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah, brother, everything that BASNAS provide in Indonesia, we hope also will be done in Palestine people. For example, we provide special blanket that consists of food for Indonesian people. We also provide the same thing. Package of happiness of Ramadan. In Indonesia, we consist of rice. So in Palestine, we tend to be gandum. Yeah, and also for in Indonesia, we provide noodle, which is for the food for the Palestine. We also provide the clothes, because right now it's winter season in Palestine, for support them to make sure that during Ramadan they can do ibadah properly. So everything that BASNAS provide in Indonesia, we try to copy it in Palestinian people.
Okay, last question, Pak Mahdum, maybe do you have any messages or such expectation, especially during Ramadan, for Indonesian people, Pak Mahdum?
Yeah, thank you, Brother Faisal. We are very happy to share the information. Alhamdulillah, the revenue of BASNAS increased around 30-40% every year, even though the economic condition is not the same with the zakat revenue, the first. So we would like to thank you very much for those people, for the Muzad, for the Dodatur, who are trust in BASNAS. The second, there are two type of Dodatur, Muzaki of BASNAS. The existing Dodatur or Muzaki to BASNAS has shown every year they pay zakat increase. But for those pay zakat to BASNAS, usually they have also the good business. The business also become better because paying zakat. And the second, also the increasing of number of donatur of Muzaki every year. So in the second message, we would like to say, please pay zakat, because there is guarantee from Allah, if you pay the zakat, your business will climb, your business will rise. It is proven by data of BASNAS. And the third, because this is Ramadan time, I think this is the time for paying zakat for wudus has an obligation to pay. So please calculate if you have obligation, because you have a certain number of money and also spend time, because there is we call this of BASNAS. Not only number of money, not only amount of money, but also the ownership, the percentage of money. Make sure that your wealth, not only your income monthly, maybe also because you have rent your houses, you have savings, you have coal, you have farmers. Make sure that zakat could be there. So please come to BASNAS. Oh, you may have a look to www.basnas.go.id. You may pay zakat through the internet. We have so many facilities to pay zakat with technology, brother. So thank you very much. And we pray from BASNAS, whoever interact to BASNAS, including RRI, who communicate about BASNAS, will Allah give grace.
Amen.
Will Allah give protection.
Amen.
Among the life, happiness, every day become happy.
Amin,
amin.
Masya Allah. Thank you, Pak Madum, for your time and attention. We hope that our listeners and also viewers of RI, Voice of Indonesia, can understand, can have lots of enlightenment from your explanation about Basnas, Pak Madum. And we also hope that Basnas can keep on doing its best for organizing zakat and even donation in Indonesia. Thank you, Pak Madum, for your time. Assalamualaikum.
Have a good day. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Well, listener and our viewers, that was our special review with Vice Chairman of Basnas, Haji Mo Mahdum. So, don't get anywhere. Stay tuned because we'll be right back after this song.
Oke, terima kasih Bapak. Sudah masuk sudah ya, Pak? Aman ya?
It's true that I'm in love with you, but lately my heart's falling, hoping that you'd be there to catch it before it hits the ground. I try to keep my head high, but I've been struggling and I don't know if I can take it for much time. I keep on telling you, if you do love me too, I wanna steal it from the bottom of your heart. You say you do. It's not like I don't believe in you, but I just need a little more from you. Stop me questioning myself, like do you love me too? Am I even enough for you? I think that I'm slowly losing my
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The fact is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kathak dance different from other dances in general. Kathak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns introducing the sound of Kathak in order.
of Indonesia.
The news. Indonesia's Minister of Transportation announced on Wednesday the readiness of 404 aircraft to support air travel during the upcoming Eid al-Fitr holidays. Acting Director General of Air Transportation Lukman Laisa said that the ministry projected a 12% rise in the air passengers for this year's Eid holidays, with an expected total of more than 6.19 million passengers compared to the last year's 5.53 million. President Prabowo Subianto has instructed ministers to simplify the licensing process for investors in the textile and textile products sector given its significant contribution to national economic growth. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto after a meeting with the Cabinet and the National Economic Council in Jakarta on Wednesday. That's the news.
menunjukkan kesungguhan dirimu. Satu kini yang ku rasakan, ku bahagia bila dekat dirimu. Satu kini yang ku tunggu, kaulah matahari hidupku. Forever you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Forever you'll be mine, you'll be mine. Pada cintaku di dalam langit atas awan, madani cinta membawa kisah kita. Melayang-layang menjauh menuju hidup yang jauh. Forever you be mine, you be mine.
Yeah.